今天讲基督的差派。
We want to talk about the sending of Christ.
圣灵与差遣的关系。
The relationship between the Holy Spirit and mission.
我们来看几处的圣经好吗
？Let us read a few gospel.
我们大家看《约翰福音》第二十章。
Gospel of John chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章。翻到了，我们一同来读几节的圣经。
We will read a few verses.
我们从十九节一直念到第二十三节。
From verse 19 to 23.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。”父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”我们大家一同读第二十二节，一、二、三。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说。你们受圣灵。我们再看《使徒行传》第一章
，The Acts of the Apostles。
我们从第五节一直念到第九节
，From verse 5 to verse 9。
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国，就在这时候吗？”耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”第九节一同读。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身。有一朵云彩把它截去，便看不见它了。我们读经到这个地方，我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，恳求你今天照着你永恒所定的旨意，为这个聚会预备的恩典，向我们施行你的怜悯。求主你照我们众人心中所需要的，我们的思想所缺乏的，也照着你丰丰富富、充充足足的智慧。以及你绝对自主的权柄向我们开恩，主啊，求你用主你的道接近我们，用你的道充满我们，用你的道光照我们，用你的道引导我们，使我们今天所领受的成为一生一世的祝福，奠定我们的方向，充实我们的内容，建立我们的根基，指导我们前面的道路。我们把一切荣耀归给你，我们把你无用的仆人，无论讲义无论翻译的，恭恭敬敬交托在你手里。愿主一位一个圣灵在两位的心中做工，给我们同感激你，我们同心合意，我们齐心努力，把你的真理你有折扣的传讲清楚。愿主你自身的真道建立我们圣洁的生命，愿你自由的真理使我们得到释放，愿你永远的话语使我们产生对永恒的盼望。我们感谢我们赞美你，我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求的，阿们
阿们。
我们上次讲到拉哈一个基尼怎样成为领受神恩典外邦人在旧约里面最好的榜样。
Last time we were here, we spoke about Rahab, the prostitute who was a Gentile who received great blessings from God.
这表示神的道是为万方万族万国万民所预备的。
It means that the word of God is prepared for the universal humanity.
这样犹太人绝对不可以把神的恩典局限在他们的民族主义的里面。
In this manner, the Jews cannot have a monopoly over the salvation of God.
今天我们与全世界的基督徒一同庆祝圣灵降临节。
Today we celebrate the Pentecostal day with all the Christians in the world.
所以我们今天用这两段的圣经来思想差遣与圣灵的能力之间的关系。
And today we are going to use these two passages to meditate upon the relationship between the sending and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督从死里复活以后,
after the Lord Jesus was resurrected,
他在地上停留40天,
he was on earth for 40 days.
然后才升天,
and then he ascended.
10天以后就把圣灵赐下来,
10 days later, the Holy Spirit descended.
耶稣基督复活之后,曾经14次亲自向门徒显现。
After Jesus was resurrected, he appeared to the disciples more than 10 times.
最少的时候,一个人看见他。
At the least, there was one person who would see him.
最多的时候,500个人同时看见他。
And at his most, there were 500 odd people who had witnessed him.
当这个玛利亚看见耶稣基督的时候,不认识他是主。
When Mary saw Jesus, she couldn't recognize him.
她以为那是眼钉,
she thought it was a gardener.
所以她就问,先生,你有没有看见? 我主耶稣基督的坟墓吗?
And he asked, Sir, did you see my Lord Jesus' grave?
当耶稣基督大开他的眼睛的时候,
when Jesus opened her eyes,
她知道这位就是救主。
She knew this was a Savior.
她就要下去摸着耶稣,
and she wanted to grab hold of
him. 耶稣说,
Jesus said, do not touch me.
因为我要上去见我的父。
I will have to go and see my Father.
这个摸字不是普通的触摸的那个摸字。
This is not the usual touching.
这个摸有一点持住我,抓住我的那个意思。
The original language has an implication of grabbing hold.
耶稣基督现在是一个从死里复活的身体。
Now Jesus has a resurrected body.
他不是一个像过去一样,无着限制在地上的那个躯体。
Not a body that was physical and limited on the earth.
所以你绝对不能用过去的观念再把我持住在这个地上。
And so you cannot use your past concept to grab hold of me.
我要回去见我的父。
I want to go back to see my Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督在地上的时候,
when Jesus was on earth,
是把以马内利的意义真正具体地兑现出来。
He manifested the meaning of Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
上帝住在人的中间。
God lived among us.
但是这个是一个上帝的应许的成全。
This is the fulfillment of His promise.
但是基督一定回去见他的父。
When Christ returned to see His Father,
神与人的同在要用另外一个形式再表现出来。
It means that there must be another manifestation of the presence of God.
那就是无限的圣灵。 降临在这个地上,
the infinite Holy Spirit will come,
代替着有限的基督道成肉身的身体,
to take the place of this physical Jesus.
耶稣基督对他说, 你不能再吃定我了。
Jesus said, do not grab hold of me.
耶稣基督要吃着圣灵, 永远与我们同在。
He will send the Holy Spirit to be with us eternally.
门徒在耶路撒冷, 在楼上关起门来的时候,
when the apostles were at the upper room in Jerusalem,
圣经讲一句话, 因为怕犹太人。
The Bible tells us it was because they were afraid of the Jews.
我个人对这些圣经的领悟是很不一样。
I have a different understanding about this verse.
这就是福音的门关闭的真正的原因。
This is why the door of the gospel is closed.
福音的门从来不是外面的人可以关上来的。
The door of the gospel cannot be closed by people from the outside.
福音门是我们里面的人关起来的。
The door of the gospel is often closed by those inside.
当我们惧怕的时候,
when we are afraid,
当我们没有信心的时候,
when we do not have faith,
当我们体贴肉体的时候,
when we are more, when we take care of our flesh more,
我们太注意我们的生命安危的问题的时候,
when we take care of our own profit and loss,
当我们看重外面的仇敌, 的能力大过神的应许的时候,
when we look at the power of our enemies as greater than the promise of God,
也就是教会自己把福音门关起来的时候,
these are examples when the church closes the door of the gospel.
我再说福音的门不可能是从外面关,
let me say it again that the door of the gospel cannot be closed by outsiders.
福音的门常常是信徒里面的惧怕使我们关起来,
very often because of our internal fear we close it.
正像方舟的门是主自己关的,
it is like the door of the ark is closed by the Lord.
主所关的没有人能开,
the door that has been closed by the Lord cannot be opened by man.
主所开的没有人能关,
but the door that has been opened by the Lord cannot be closed by man.
所以当教会自己因为惧怕把福音的门关起来的时候,
if the church closes the door of the gospel because of fear,
我们的主却毫无拦阻进到他,
it doesn't stop the Lord from entering into the room.
把他受伤的肋旁, 主他已经有钉痕的时候向他们显现,
to show his pierced hand and the side.
门徒就欢喜起来了,
And the apostles were overjoyed.
因为他们亲自看见了这个身体是死而复活的身体。
With their own eyes, they witnessed this resurrected body.
这位主复活的主是曾经死的主。
That the resurrected Lord was once dead.
所以他们信仰得到了真正的记号、佐证，所以他们就欢乐起来了。
Immediately, their faith received the right affirmation, and they were overjoyed.
耶稣基督给他们看他的钉痕以后
，After Jesus showed them his wounds,
接下来就是提到差遣的问题了。
Immediately, he talked about the sending.
他说：“父这样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。”
He said, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you."
我照样差遣你们。
In the same manner, I sent you.
父怎样差遣耶稣基督呢？
How does the Father send Jesus?
让他生在马槽。
He allowed him to be born in the manger.
让他死在十字架上。
And die on the cross.
这是父的差遣。
This is how the Father sends.
当我们听见父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你的时候
，When we hear this verse, the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
我们的观念常常先被荣耀的形象所玷污。
Our concept are always stained by this image of glory.
我们没看到经历的过程需要痛苦、十字架、舍己才能领受观念。
We have not seen that the process needs suffering, trials, and denial of ourselves.
父怎样差遣我
，As the Father sent me,
我也照样差遣你。
I am sending you.
当耶稣再讲这句话的时候
，When Jesus repeated this，
他就提出一句话，就是向他们呼了一口气，吹气说：“你们受圣灵。”
The Bible says he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
耶稣基督用吹气做记号。
Jesus is breathing as a mark.
这表示他是神。
It means he is God.
因为当圣父创造的时候
，When God the Father created，
他用地上的尘土造了人，就向人吹一口气。
He made man from the dust of the earth and he breathed on them.
这是父的作为。
This is the work of the Father.
这是父赐生命的一个记号。
The mark of the life that the Father gave.
所以耶稣基督是把人带到从死里复活。重新得到生命的主宰。
Jesus is the Lord that brings men into death and the resurrection.
所以他向门徒吹一口气，表示他是神。
When he breathed on the apostles, it means he is God.
圣父创造工作中间以吹气赐下被造的生命。
The life that the Father has done in breathing the life to the man.
基督救赎工作的时候以吹气。使我们领受圣灵所给我们的新生命。
And in the work of salvation, Jesus used the same method to have us receive the Holy Spirit's new life.
耶稣基督吹气的时候
，When Jesus breathed,
就是你们受圣灵。
He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
门徒是不是就在那一刻中间，他们领受了圣灵
？Did the apostles receive the Spirit immediately?
不是的
，No.
按地位而论。
By status,
他们领受了圣灵要赐下来的应许。
They had the promise that the Holy Spirit will come.
所以基督用吹气做这个记号。
And Jesus marked it with breathing.
到了五旬节那一天
，On the day of the Pentecost,
圣灵真正赐下来。
The Holy Spirit came in reality.
他们就领受了所应许的圣灵。
And they received the life that has been promised.
所以我们看见差遣跟赐下圣灵有一个密切的关系。
So we see there is a close relationship between sending and the Holy Spirit.
大使命的言论里面
，In the Great Commission，
耶稣基督是天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus said, "All power in heaven and earth is upon me."
所以我们里面的去使万民做我的门徒
，And go and make disciples of all nations.
将神的应许跟神的命令常常是连在一起的。
And so the promise of God is often linked with His command.
耶稣基督没有差遣他们到全世界传福音以前
，Before Jesus sent them to the entire world，
他先告诉门徒天上。地上所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
He first declared that all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me.
耶稣就在差遣他们出去的时候
，And when he sent them again，
他说父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
He said, "As the Father sent me, so I am sending you."
对他们吹一口气说你们受圣灵
，And breathe on them and say, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
这样差遣跟圣灵不能没有关系。
So there is a relationship between sending and the Holy Spirit.
基督为什么可以把圣灵赐下来呢
？Why was Jesus able to give the Holy Spirit?
他是神
，because he is God.
正如父是神一样
，just as the Father is God.
父将基督赐给世人
，God gave human beings Christ.
把耶稣基督赐给这个世界
，He gave Jesus Christ to the world.
上帝对全人类最大最大的礼物
，the greatest gift that God has given to all humanity.
基督赐下圣灵
Jesus Christ gives us the Holy Spirit.
上帝对教会最大最大的礼物。
The greatest gift that God has for His church.
所以圣父赐下圣子。
God the Father gives us God the Son.
使人因为信靠他可以得到生命。
Through His Son we have life.
圣父与圣子赐下圣灵。
The Father and the Son gives us the Holy Spirit.
教会可以因为圣灵的能力带领更多的人进入主的生命。
That the church may bring more to the life of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以耶稣基督吹一口气。
When Jesus breathed on the disciples,
就是你们受圣灵。
And said, receive the Holy Spirit.
父怎么样差派我，我怎样差派你们。
As the Father sent me, I am sending you.
所以这个差派与圣灵是不能分开的。
Sending cannot be separated from the Holy Spirit.
这件事到了《使徒行传》的时候
，When the Acts appear,
就更清楚地显明出来了。
We see this even clearer.
这一段圣经是告诉我们耶稣在地上最后一个时刻的光景。
This passage describes the last moment of Christ on earth.
耶稣基督在加利利山是以门徒理由才把大使命赐给他们的。
Jesus had a covenant with his disciples before he gave them the great commission.
耶稣基督在橄榄上升天的时候是以门徒聚集的最后一次。
But on Mount Olives before his ascension, it was the last gathering.
这里没有给我们说是因为先又定了。
Here he didn't tell us there is a covenant.
而是他们在耶路撒冷在橄榄山上最后一次聚集在一起的时候。
But it was the last meeting on the Mount Olives.
也就是说在大使命之后他们还要从加利利走路差不多两天两夜才回到耶路撒冷。
It means that after the Great Commission has been given, they got to travel 2 days and night before they reach the Mount of Olives.
他们在橄榄山的上面聚集的时候，耶稣基督讲最后的话就被接升天了。
And at that gathering, Jesus gave them his last speech, and then he was ascended.
耶稣最后的时刻所讲的话是什么呢？
What did he say in the last moment?
耶稣基督他们之间要交代最后的事是什么呢？
What were the last things that Jesus wanted to tell them?
耶稣说你们不要离开耶路撒冷。
He said, do not leave Jerusalem.
直到你们得着父所给你们应许的。
But wait for the gift the Father promised.
就是你们听过我对你们讲过的话语。
Which you have heard me speaking about.
那一句话是什么呢？
What was that sentence?
就是吹气之后所说的，你们受圣灵的那个应许。
It was the promise, receive the Holy Spirit.
那么耶稣基督把约翰出来做工的时候，跟他现在要做的工作做比较的时候，印证了约翰讲过的一句话语。
And Jesus made a comparison between his ministry and that of John the Baptist.
你们听见约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，那以后来的用圣灵给你们施洗。
For John the Baptist baptized with water, but that is to come later, will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
这件事是表明约翰指着耶稣基督将成为施洗者。
It means John the Baptist predicted that Jesus will be the baptizer.
约翰是施洗者。
John was the Baptist.
他称为施洗约翰。
And so we call him John the Baptist.
耶稣基督也是施洗者。
But Jesus was the Baptist too.
但耶稣基督在地上没有用水给人家施洗的这些铭文的记载。
But the Bible didn't tell us about Jesus baptizing with water.
那是耶稣的门徒给人家施洗。
Only his disciples baptizing with water.
那么耶稣基督是一个施洗者吗？
Was Jesus truly a Baptist?
是的。
Yes.
约翰是用水给人施洗。
John the Baptist used water.
耶稣基督用圣灵给人施洗。
But Jesus Christ used the Holy Spirit.
所以约翰早就看见这是完全本质上不同的地方。
John the Baptist saw this difference very long ago.
水的施洗不过是个预表。
The water baptism is just a representation.
因为水有洁净的功能。
Water is used to purify.
所以用水施洗是预表圣灵降在人的身上。
To use water to baptize signify the Holy Spirit will come.
约翰说我不过是用水给你们施洗。
John said, I am only baptizing you with water.
那一位在我以后来的要用圣灵给你们施洗。
But he who is to come later than me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就清楚明白，每次我们提到受圣灵的洗的时候。
So every time we talk about being baptized by the Holy Spirit,
我们千万不可以想圣灵是施洗者。
We cannot think of the Holy Spirit as the one who baptizes.
圣灵从来不是施洗者。
The Holy Spirit never is the one who baptizes.
基督才是施洗者。
It is Jesus Christ.
圣经约翰用水给那些到他面前来的施洗。
As John has baptized with water,
耶稣基督用圣灵给那些到他面前来施洗。
Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit to those who come to worship.
耶稣基督是真正的施洗者。
He is the true Baptist.
他是用圣灵来洗净我们。
And he used the Holy Spirit to cleanse us.
所以受圣灵洗的人,
those who receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
基督救赎的工作成为圣洁,
are people who have been sanctified and cleansed because of the salvation of Christ.
像耶稣基督宝血,
the blood of Jesus Christ,
上帝至圣的真道,
the word of God,
有圣灵的大能,
and the power of the Holy Spirit,
三件,
three of them,
唯有这三件,
only these three things,
圣经告诉我们得以成圣的原因,
are the reasons for our sanctification.
因为上帝的儿子的宝血得着洁净,
we are cleansed by the precious blood of Son
God. 神的道得着洁净,
we are cleansed by the word of God.
因为圣灵的感动得着洁净,
we are cleansed by the Holy Spirit's power.
耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪,
the precious blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
耶稣又说你们因为听我的道, 你们已经洁净,
Jesus also said because you listen to my word you are already sanctified.
彼得说你们因为信他的道已经得着洁净,
Peter said because you believe in his word you are cleansed.
你们才能从心里切实彼此相爱,
and from the bottom of your heart you can love truly.
而我们受圣灵感动成为圣洁,
and we become sanctified because we have moved by
the Holy Spirit. 这三件以外没有任何圣洁真正的原因,
other than these three there are no true reason for sanctification.
谁使我们圣洁呢?
Who can sanctify us?
耶稣基督使我们成为圣洁,
Jesus Christ sanctifies us.
因为他用自己的宝血来拯救我们, 脱离罪恶,
he used his own blood to save us from sin.
用自己的宝血洗净我们各样的污秽,
with his own blood he cleanses us from all our filth.
他用自己就是上帝的道来洁净我们,
using the word of God he cleanses us.
他用圣灵来为我们施洗,
and he used the Holy Spirit to baptize us.
所以基督是施洗者,
Jesus is the one who baptizes.
圣灵不是施洗者,
not the Holy Spirit.
当我们讲我被圣灵洗的时候,
when we say we are baptized by the Holy Spirit,
我接受圣灵的洗的时候,
when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
基督用圣灵来施洗在我身上,
it is Jesus Christ who baptizes us with the Holy Spirit.
我们就成为圣徒,
and we become saints.
我们被分别为圣,
we have been set aside.
圣洁的灵的能力 运行在我们的身上,
the power of the Holy Spirit is upon us.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
耶稣一门徒最后聚集的时候,
the last few sentences Jesus spoke,
他不但提到了他就是那一位约翰所预言要给他们用圣灵施洗的那一位,
not only did he affirm that he was the one that John the Baptist prophesied,
耶稣更讲了一句话了,
he said something else,
不多几了你们就受圣灵的洗,
after a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
换句话说教会的主, 再过几天之后, 就用圣灵来使圣徒成为有圣洁地位的一群。
In other words, the Lord of the Church will use the Holy Spirit to sanctify his saints.
所以圣灵的洗是一个全体性的。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit, therefore, is universal.
整个基督的身体的。
For the entire body of Christ.
按地位来说,
from the status,
就是五旬节那一天叫做人受圣灵的洗。
On the day of Pentecost, man has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. From the entire church is baptized.
教会成为圣而工的教会就是五旬节那一天成功的。
It means that the day the church becomes sanctified was the day of Pentecost.
使徒行传第二章就是圣灵降临。
Acts 2 tells us the descending of the Holy Spirit.
基督道成肉身只有一次。
Just as Christ came as human being once,
圣灵赐下在地上成为圣徒心中内住的那一位上帝也只有一次。
In the same manner, the Holy Spirit came to become the God in our hearts only once.
直到那一天圣灵赐下到现在圣灵没有回到天上去。
From that day that the Holy Spirit has been given to us, he has never returned back.
五旬节的时候被赐下来,
on the day of Pentecost, he was given.
永远与我们同在,
and forever to be with us.
使得圣徒的数目齐全之后,
till the number of the saints is completed.
我们被预备整齐, 如同新妇等候新郎来迎接我们。
When we are fully prepared as if a bride waiting for his groom,
他说我们要被提到天上去,
and we will be lifted up to heaven,
与主相会,
to meet with our Lord.
那个时候圣灵在地上的工作就完全成全了。
That is when the work of the Holy Spirit will be fully accomplished.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
像耶稣基督说不多几的, 你们就要受圣灵的洗了。
Jesus said, in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这表示耶稣应许不多几天之后圣灵就到世界上来。
It means that he promised a few days later the Holy Spirit will come.
这个叫做圣灵的降临。
This is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
整个教会的地位来看。
From the status of the entire church.
但是从个人的这个经验来说。
But from individual experience,
当圣灵临到你身上的时候
，When the Holy Spirit come upon you,
对你个人来说，那就是圣灵的降临。
Individually speaking, it is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
你就成圣
，and you become sanctified.
你就被洁净了
，you have been cleansed.
那一天你得救重生，那一天就是你受圣灵的洗的一天。
On the day you receive salvation and are reborn again is the day of your baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么样明白这两件事
？How do we understand these two things?
基督的死只有一次。
There is only one death of Jesus Christ.
圣灵的洗也只有一次。
And one baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是当我归入基督的死的那一天，不等于是耶稣就是钉十字架的那一天。
But the day I went into the death of Jesus Christ is not the same day as the crucifixion.
当我与主同死与主同活的时候。
When I say that I die with the Lord and live with Him.
这是我个人的经验。
It is an individual experience.
是在我生命过程中间的一天。
A day in the progression of my life.
我接受基督。
I accept Jesus
Christ. 我与他同死。
I am dying with him.
我与他同活。
And resurrected with him.
我因信与基督结连在一起。
By faith, I am one with him.
那么这一天呢，是我生命中间的一天。
This day is a day in my life.
这一天跟基督被钉在十字架上那一天到底有什么关联？
What is the relationship between this day and the day of crucifixion?
是圣灵把我带进基督的死，基督的复活里。
The Holy Spirit brings me into the death and resurrection of Christ.
在我生命过程的这一天。
In the progression of my life,
就被圣灵接连到基督的历史上为我死的那一天合二为一了。
This very day, the Holy Spirit brings me to be one in the historical crucifixion.
这不是说基督要再死一次。
It doesn't mean that Christ must die again.
基督再一次钉十字架。
Or that he has to be crucified again.
不是的
，No.
因为基督只一次受害。
We know that Jesus died once.
就是义的代替不义的。
The righteous took the place of the unrighteous.
没有罪的为我们成为罪。
The sinners took on sin.
那是历史上的那一天。
It is a historical day.
永恒中间上帝所定的唯一的一天。
The only day in the eternal will of God.
然后我们与主同死同活的时候。
But when we say we die and are resurrected with him.
是主的灵把我们带进那历史的那一天。
It is the Spirit of God that brings us into the historic day.
基督不是重复再死再复活。
Not for Jesus to repeat his death and resurrection.
圣灵接近教会的时候。
In the same manner when the Holy Spirit grants us the church.
洗净基督的身体的时候。
And baptizes us into his body.
哦，寻见圣灵降临的那一天。
It was the day of Pentecost.
但是那一天我还没有生出来怎么办呢？
But I am not born even.
我什么时候领受圣灵降临在我身上？
When did I receive the Holy Spirit?
当圣灵施行救恩在历史历代中间每一个时刻在福音的传扬中间感动人心成为圣洁的时候
When the Holy Spirit moves us in our life throughout history to want to accept Jesus Christ
他就引导我们归入基督的死里面
He will lead us into the death of Christ
引导我们归入基督流血赦罪的恩典里面
And lead us into the grace of the salvation of Christ
圣灵就借着基督的宝血借着基督的救恩借着基督复活的大能把新生命从成圣的能力施行在我们身上。
Through the salvation, the precious blood, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will give us this new resurrected life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以对我们来说，
and so individually speaking,
受圣灵的洗，
the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
我们那一天接受主，跟五旬节那一天是不同的一天。
The day we receive the Holy Spirit is different from the day of Pentecost.
同一位灵把我们那一天归入圣洁的教会。成立的那一天的地位里面
But the same spirit brings us back to the status of that very day where the church was established.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
所以耶稣说不多几日你们都要受圣灵的洗
Jesus said in a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候
When he mentioned this
他们有没有受感动呢
Were they moved?
他们有没有明白呢
Did they understand?
完全不明白
Absolutely not.
所以最后一段耶稣与门徒聚集所谈的话里面有很多的矛盾在里面
There are a lot of ironies in the last sentence of Christ.
这就是我们越研究圣经越感觉到很难明白的一件事情。
The more we study the Bible, the more difficult it is for us to understand.
门徒不是跟随三年半了吗？
went the disciples with him for more than 3.5 years.
他们不是比所有的人更多听耶稣的教训吗？
Did they not listen to Christ a lot more than anyone else?
如果他们到了这段时间还不明白耶稣的心意的话，
At this stage they do not even know about Jesus Christ's mind.
那全世界有哪一个人可以明白耶稣的心意？
If even they cannot understand, who else can?
而如果这是一件真正的事实，
But if this is historic fact,
我们就晓得耶稣是真正全世界最孤单的。
We will know that Jesus indeed was the loneliest in the entire world.
我们怎么样去明白他的痛苦？
How can we understand his pain?
当我们观察其中一两件重要的事情的时候，
When we observe a few important things,
我们稍微可以明白我们的主何等的孤单。
We may know a little bit about his loneliness.
他的上十字架的前一天，
The day before he was crucified,
门徒们还在争谁应当是门徒里面最大的。
The disciples were still arguing who was the greatest.
老师快要死了。
Their teacher was about to die.
学生那里争风吃醋，谁更大，谁更厉害？
But the students were fighting among themselves.
耶稣没有这么，没有这段他们的这个斗志。
And Jesus did not extinguish their fighting spirit.
耶稣基督把一个总原则告诉他们。
But he told them a general principle.
你们中间都有人愿伟大。
The one who wants to be the greatest,
就必做众人的仆人。
Must be the servant of all.
所以基督教从来没有抹杀人的雄心大志。
Christianity has never extinguished our ambitions.
基督教只有把总原则应当付的代价的原理告诉我们。
But Christianity tells us the price we ought to pay.
当然我们的主那时候是伤透他的心。
Our Lord was indeed saddened.
我就要死了。
I am about to die.
我就要上十字架了。
I'm about to be crucified.
你们还不明白我的痛苦，真的真哪一个人应当是最大的吗？
But you do not understand my pain and are still fighting among yourselves.
基督上十字架以前心中的痛苦，我们可以明白了。
Can we understand the pain that Jesus suffered?
但是基督死活以后。
But after the resurrection,
在向他们显现四十天
before he was ascended,
他四十天讲论天国的事情。
For 40 days he talked about the heaven.
为什么四十天呢？
Why 40 days?
三年半善后还有很多不明白。
After 3.5 years, they still couldn't understand.
在最后的补习一个半年。
And so there was a duration.
把所有不清楚的东西都提出来。
And he answered all their questions.
等到四十天满足的时候，
After 40 days,
结束了。
The 40 days had ended.
最后的课程已经完成了。
The last lesson finished.
现在要升天了以后呢？
And he is to be ascended.
耶稣要升天以前，
Before that,
他们又问一个问题，是耶稣莫名其妙。
Again, a difficult question was raised.
他说：“主啊，现在所有功课都完了。
Oh Lord, now we finish our work.
最后的时间到了。
The last moment is here.
也就是你复兴以色列国的时候，对不对？
Isn't this the time for you to revive Israel?
你看我们的主要怎样面对这样的学生？
How can our Lord face such students?
其实这些学生就是你，就是我。
But these students represent
代表我们做礼拜几十年还是乱七八糟的信仰。
After many decades in church, we are still confused.
这句话谁讲的？圣经没有说。
The Bible didn't say who.
是不是彼得讲的？
Was it from Peter?
他没有说。
He didn't say.
这里是门徒就问耶稣说。
Here it says the disciples asked.
夫子，你复兴以色列国的时候就是现在。
Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom Israel?
主啊
，Oh Lord,
你复兴以色列国吗？
Are you going to
现在吗
？Is it now?
你看主要怎么回答他
？What would the Lord say?
耶稣要升天了。
The Lord is going back to heaven.
他们还在讲地上的国。
They are still talking about kingdom on earth.
耶稣要回到父那里去。
Jesus is about to return to the Father.
他们想念他们老祖宗大卫的宝座。
But they are still thinking about the throne of David.
那我们用人性来试试看了解这些门徒好不好？
Can we understand this humanly speaking?
他们早就等这句话。
They were waiting for this.
他们早就等这一刻了。
They were waiting for this moment.
如果最后的一刻耶稣还肯复兴以色列国的话，
If Jesus was willing to restore the kingdom,
表示他们从起初跟随耶稣没有错误。
It means that they have not made a mistake following Jesus Christ.
彼得、雅各、约翰放下他们的工作。
Peter, James, and John left their jobs.
利未放下他税吏的这个高位。
And Levi gave away his tax collector status.
跟随耶稣的时候。
And follow Jesus.
这些人都是牺牲，从人的眼光来看，相当大。
Humanly speaking, they had great sacrifice.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say that?
因为彼得绝对不是加利利海边一个拿鱼钩钓钓的那个人。
Peter is not just a simple fisherman with a little hook.
我相信彼得是加利利海所有海关里面所有的鱼市场里面的总经理的最高峰的一个人。
I believe Peter must have been like a general manager in the fish market.
所以他有资格在罗马帝国的属地中间 佩剑在身上。
And that is why he could carry a sword in the Roman Empire.
这绝对不是一件小事情。
Not a simple task.
从彼得把剑拿出来，来这个割断马勒古耳朵的时候，耶稣说：“彼得，把刀收入鞘去。”
And Peter took his sword and sliced off the ear of Malchus, and Jesus said, "Keep your sword."
彼得佩剑是合法的。
It means that legally speaking, he could carry a weapon.
他在耶路撒冷还可以带着剑、带着刀到处走走。
In Jerusalem, he could carry his sword and walk around.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这个人一定不是普通人。
It means that he was no ordinary person.
他可能是仪式上的总经理。
Maybe he was a person like a general manager.
可是仪商工会里面的主席。
Or the chairman of the fishery association.
啊，加利利的鱼是地中海里面最出名的鱼。
And the fishers of Galilee was most famous.
连罗马帝国王宫里面都要派人去收买加利利的鱼，来在王宫里面煮给皇帝吃。
Even the Roman palace would send people to purchase the fish for the
emperor. 这些鱼的品质是国际品质。
And these are fishes of international quality.
是出口品质。
For export purpose.
所以呢，这些鱼可以带他们做了很大的利益。
These fishes would have brought great profit to them.
当彼得决定把渔船放下。
When Peter left his boat,
彼得决定把这个位分放下
and left his job,
跟随耶稣基督
and followed Jesus Christ.
从人的眼光来看，他是大大的牺牲自己。
Humanly speaking, he had a great sacrifice.
那为什么他跟随耶稣基督呢？
Why did he follow Jesus?
因为耶稣基督被认定是弥赛亚。
Because he recognized Jesus as the Messiah.
耶稣基督要德国降临。
His kingdom will come.
耶稣基督要成为以色列的王。
He will become king of Israel.
他要争回大卫所失去的宝座。
And he will take back the throne David lost.
他要重建大卫的帐篷。
Will rebuild the tents of David.
所以这些年轻人如火如荼的把生命交出来，跟随耶稣，认识他的。走他的道路。
With great fervency, these young people gave their life and followed Jesus.
他们盼望什么呢？
What did they look for?
耶稣做王的时候。
That when Jesus became king.
彼得口才这么好，可以做外交部长。
Peter so articulate, he can be the foreign minister.
犹大度过这个怎样叫做管钱的，可以做经济部长。
And Judas can be the minister for finance.
那么其他的外交、内政、社会这个旅游社的部长都有的。
And they all of them can get a high post.
所以这些人都成了围绕着王帝旁边的大臣。
All these people will become ministers around the king.
那他们跟耶稣跟了三年以后，
After 3.5 years,
耶稣一点动静也没有。
There was no moving from Jesus.
也没有组织政党。
There is no political party.
也没有对比拉多注册。
He didn't register with Pilate.
也没有制定军服。
And he didn't make any military.
也没有做军队。
No army.
跟分裂党的人也没有什么关系。
And they have no relations with the zealots.
他们在想，我们有没有选错一个领袖？
So they must be wondering, are we following the right person?
我们有没有跟错一个主呢？
Have we followed the wrong Lord?
到了最后一天，上十字架的时候还不反抗。
On the last day of crucifixion, he still didn't fight back.
这些年轻人可是呢，自己的大伤。
All these young people's ambition would have been destroyed.
他们感到太失望了。
They were greatly disappointed.
他们最后的时候还以为耶稣转身一变，弥赛亚的身份就彰显出来了。
On the last day, they still hoped that he would become the Messiah and come.
所以为了免得来不及，
in case they did not make it,
快快向妈妈求情，让这个两个儿子一个左相一个右相，快快说情，免得跟彼得拿去。
They quickly asked the mother to ask Jesus to give both sons.
但是他们是想的。
But what they have taught
跟耶稣所回答的
and the answer of Christ,
永远是不同层次的
were completely different.
耶稣说你们要坐我的右边坐我左边吗？
Jesus said, do you want to sit on my right and left?
那是父所派的。
This is a place that the Father will determine.
请问我所受的洗你们能受吗？
Can you receive my baptism?
我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Can you take off my cup?
今天许多跟随主的人要高位不要受苦。
Today, many people who follow Jesus want the status but not the suffering.
要复活，不要上十字架。
We want the resurrection without the cross.
要冠冕，不要先死。
We want the crown without first dying.
要荣耀，不要先受羞辱。
We want the glory without the humiliation.
这是违背圣经的原则。
These are against biblical principles.
所以耶稣基督可以说的非常孤单，非常可怜。面对这些永远不懂他心意的人，他痛苦万分。
Facing all these people who never understood him, Jesus must have been very lonely.
这个痛苦的最高峰就是补习了40天还是一样。
at the height of this loneliness, after 40 days of teaching, they still couldn't.
不会有停留四十人再给他们进修，再给他补习。
After the resurrection, 40 more days of teaching.
现在一定要走了。
Now he has to go.
给你天上 calling 来了，快快回来。
The calling from heaven is here.
耶稣一定要回去了。
Jesus must return.
最后一天。
On the last.
最后一堂课。
Last lesson.
耶稣跟你们问最后的问题。
Jesus said, ask the last question.
他们问什么呢？
What did they ask?
那现在时间到了，要不要建立以色列国？
Now the time is up. Do we want to build a kingdom?
我如果教书，我的学生讲，我早就自杀。
I will probably kill myself if I'm the teacher.
永远不明白。
They cannot understand.
那怎么办呢？
What do you
耶稣基督耐性大得不得了。
Jesus had great patience.
耶稣的上帝复兴以色列国的日期，你们不必知道。
Jesus said, "It is not for you to know the time or day the Father
has set." 这是父所定的日子。
This is the time the Father has set.
上帝到底要不要复兴以色列国呢？
Will God restore Israel?
或者永远忘记他的选民呢？
Or maybe he forget his people forever.
上帝一定记得的。
God will remember.
上帝记得他与这些以色列人的祖先亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
God will remember the covenant he had with the ancestor Abraham,